ओम शांति। So as you know, this evening we are taking the theme of the retreat, original love, original effect. So Brahmins came to Baba and original jewels stayed nearly 15 to 20 years together. There were only 400 of them living together in Yajna. And they were really impressed by the unconditional love of Bap Dada. It was their fortune that they came early and Baba was, Mama, Baba, both were with them all those years from 36 to 1952. They were all together, staying in one complex, and Baba and Mama guiding, supervising them all the time. And as we know, though we haven't, most of you haven't seen Brahma Baba, but without seeing, just listening his stories, either reading or listening his stories through Dadis and reading through Adidev, we can realize how much love they received from Mama Baba. And on the basis of that love and experience, they surrendered to Baba. Because Bap Dada's love was such a pull for them. And the experience in meditation was such deep peace, love, happiness. Instantly they could renounce their sorrow. Because many of them, when they come first to Baba, especially I'll give you one story. There was one of the dadis. She had lost her husband, father, brother, two or three nearby relatives in last few months, and she came first to Baba. When she came to Baba, Baba asked, "Who are you?" She said, "I am a very sorrowful person." So Baba just sat with her, and in the beginning, as you know, the knowledge was not deep. Baba just led meditation, just explained, "You are soul, not this body. Soul is immortal, body is mortal. And remember Baba, Shiva, who can give you happiness." And within half an hour, when she was leaving, Brahma Baba asked, "Who are you?" So she said, "I'm a happy soul." So within half an hour, her sorrow was removed. And And she had such a pull that she started coming every day. And in the beginning, there was that sort of a pull that even if they were staying at home, they'll come in the morning, they'll come in the evening, waiting for the next morning to come back again. So that's how we found that their deep experience of meditation and vibrations helped them a lot in the beginning. So that love was such deep that they could immediately become detached from their logics. So many of them renounced their husband, not only husband, but children. Young children, also they renounced because husband will not give them children. So they didn't bother, even Gulzar Dadi's mother. She just left home with Gulzar Dadi. The other daughters were left at home with the father. So many of them renounced everything. And they had benefit of those vibrations, just as when you come to Madhavan, what is your experience? Because of good company, vibration, pure food, and nothing but jnana and yoga. Same thing for them, not only for 15 days, but for minimum 15 years. So they had nothing but that good company, no lokic connection. Because in the beginning, Baba disciplined them with love, because Baba also had balance of love and law. He was so loveful, but disciplining. That is, nobody could write letter to Lokics, nobody could speak on the phone to Lokics, nobody could go and see their Lokics, even if they come to see them, they will refuse to see them. So that was their total no connection with world. After 15 years, when they went out, they didn't know currency, how to measure the currency. They were so ignorant. They didn't know what are the rupees and annas and paisas and all these things. But they had such power gathered together in that 15 years that they could just survive on jnana and yoga and minimum requirement, simplicity. Especially when they came to Mount Abu, by that time they had used up all their wealth. And whatever was there, also they couldn't bring. They had to sell their property, buses, whatever they had. Because in Yajna, in the early stage, they had buses or cars. And they had to leave everything in Karachi and come back here. So the money that they had surrendered almost finished. So when they went out for service after 52, they had just two saris, two pairs of clothes. Every day they will wash for next day, no ironing, just fold it nicely, put down and under the pillow. That was their ironing. And many times same room, sleeping, eating, cooking, and attending students. So there was that sort of a real simple economic life. And there was not much money. So Dadi Janki used to travel by foot miles together to save money for buses or trams. In Bombay that time, there were trams also in certain area, so they will just walk rather than and eat just banana or roasted grams, etc. Peanuts and grams and all. The very cheap things. So, in the early stage, yes, when Baba had lots of wealth, he treated like them like prince and princess, giving such a variety of nice food and tolis and tot, variety of sweets called specially. A chef who was expert in cooking sweets trained them with Hindi, because most of them were Sindhi background. All of them were from Sindhi background. They could write Sindhi language, not Hindi. So, because Baba was there, he was very strict. Everybody had to speak in Hindi, no Sindhi. Baba himself used to speak in Hindi with everybody. To that extent, Dadi Janki finds it difficult to give talk in Sindhi. So much used to Hindi speaking. So that's how we find that Baba trained them thoroughly. And they had to really make effort. There was nothing else but Gyan, Yoga, Dharana. No service. And so naturally they had to focus on all these things, because in early stage they didn't have collective Amratvela, but they used to meditate in their own way in different places, etc. But for soul consciousness, Baba really helped them a lot to become soul conscious and lose that consciousness of male or female by giving duties of males to females. The sisters had to do security work at night, and they had to carry whistle, torch and stick. If there is anybody to fight with, they will have to use that stick. And whistle, if there is any need for help, they will whistle. So at night also they had to do that security duty. And sisters had to do everything, driving bus, repairing bus, helping in construction. To that extent, when there was a beggary part, Nirmal Shanta Dadi had to prepare shoes from old tires. So they used to wear those shoes, chappals or slippers rather than shoes. And two or three sisters had to shower together so that they are not body conscious. So they had thorough training of remaining soul conscious. And to make their aim pakka, Baba used to say, okay, imagine that you are four-armed Vishnu. Move around with that aim, that you are four-armed Vishnu. so that their aim is very clear in front of them. So not only on a theory he emphasized, but practically he used to give them yuktis to maintain that awareness. Writing chart, and in the early stage, now having divine code that every night whoever had any complaint against whoever, they will tell in public that so-and-so did so-and-so to me too. That was not right. So everybody had to pay a lot of attention on that dharana relationship. Food also, especially once it was a beggary part, it was really fixed. Everybody had to eat or tell how many chapatis they will eat. So they can't have more than what they have asked or less than what they have asked. And whatever food was cooked, it was cooked for everybody, no special food. So that way Baba was helping them to be disciplined. And sitting in the class, coming into the class regularly, punctually, etc. And being alert in the class. Because, whenever Baba used to come into class, naturally Baba is sitting on gaddi. So he can see who is coming late. So naturally, either he will remark in the class, or ask them personally, what happened, why you were late. And nobody could sit. There were no chairs in the class. Everybody had to sit on the floor. And even when they came to Mount Abu, even in History Hall, when they had morning classes, etc., nobody could take support of the wall. Just sit on the floor and be alert. Because if anybody would be sleepy, nodding off, or even yawning, Baba will say that, oh, you are not really having values of the Murli, that's why you are sleepy or nodding off. So that's why everybody had to be really alert in class. And after class, some of them used to go to Baba's room and discuss Murli with Baba. Baba, this point was very good, this was very good, etc. And Baba formed few groups. Like one was Murlidhar group, who would be churning jnana and be able to relate jnana and Murli and lectures, etc. One was like yogi group, who would do tapasya. And one was divine unity group, who would talk more on dharana amongst themselves. So, Baba used to inspire, go alone, sit in meditation, go in silence for a walk, etc. So that way, Baba was really training them to be very good teachers as well as yogi, writing down chart. That was also Baba taught them right from beginning. And so original jewels had very deep and pakka foundation. Because even today I had one guest from London coming to me to just say hello. And he said, oh, Dadi's age is lots of body is not so well, but her eyes have so much power. Even her drishti gives us so much energy and power. And that's what our experience is with all nadis, that their drishti is such powerful, their presence creates such a powerful atmosphere and vibrations. So their foundation has been pakka, and even recently one of us in RC meeting asked Dadi, "Dadi, have you to make any effort now?" And Dadi said, "Yes." Gulzar Dadi. She said, "Yes, I have to pay attention on my yoga." And I remember Prakashmani Dadi also, she used to say that even when I get up in the middle of the night to go to toilet, I'll sit in meditation after coming out from toilet before sleeping back again. So whenever they used to wake up, they used to have powerful yoga, as well as giving shakash. Because in the end, we found all dadis, no? Just writing letter to dadi, we'll find we become so light. So dadis giving them shakash at Amratvela, that's what dadi says. I give shakash. Mama also used to say, "I give shakash to those souls who are suffering." So their effort was also intense. Not only love was intense for one Baba and no one, but their efforts also were very intense in the early stage, and that's why they are still now in such a powerful stage. So now our conditions are totally different because they surrendered themselves completely, immediately. And so they had also company of Mama, Baba, good, such a good, powerful example who were guiding them all the time for 15 years. Whereas all of you staying in the world, Baba says, "Okay, stay with the Laukiks. Stay in the Laukik world. Have your Laukik job." So we can't have the benefit of good company and good vibrations all the time. But what we have to pay attention now to reach that our original stage of being loving, what effort we have to make is to have powerful Amratvela. Not just routine Amratvela. Because what I find is at the moment, Brahmins are so busy. Laukik job, looking after home or center, and doing service. So they are so busy that many times they are sleepy during Amratvela. Or they are not able to get up at Amratvela. So that's where we have to make effort to have, because if we are too busy at home or a whole day, we can understand. But Amratvela is our time. And that's where we have to see that's valuable time we are not just taking it as an easy or lazy way. Because we say, "Oh, easy yoga," so sometimes we become so easy or lazy. So that we have to pay attention, we are not easy or lazy, but we are very having that determination to take maximum power from Baba at that time. secondly, we have to realize the importance of Murali. And that we are, whatever we are doing, we are still Godfatherly student. We should not forget that. And naturally students means punctual, regular and paying attention on Murali. That at the time of Murali, we take it really seriously and pay attention to Murali points churned throughout the day, become embodiment of Baba's Murali points. So that effort we need to continue to really imbibe Murali. Not listen, but become the embodiment of Baba's teaching. Because in the early stage, they used to write notes on different points. Now it's easy to search points on whichever Murali points or whichever dharana we want. Now if we want to know more about what Baba is talking on silence, we have to just search old Muralis on computer and get it. But in those days, they used to write diaries and diaries. So yoga points separately, jnana points separately, points on omnipresent, points on sermonizer of Gita, points on peace, happiness. So they used to write those points separately. And yoga points separately, what yuktis Baba is giving on yoga, what are the dharana points, different points, service points, and whatever direction Baba used to give for service, after 52, they used to implement those plans. So, our aim also should be to pay full attention to Murali and keep our aim object in front of us. That I am going to become Narayan, so I have to have all virtues, completely viceless, 16 celestial degrees complete, completely non-violent, Maryada Purushottam. That aim object should be always clear in front of us. And balance of self-service and world service. Because what I find is most of the Brahmins are interested in serve others, but not paying attention to serve themselves. And as I said, life is busy, I can understand. But still, self-service and service of others, balance. Balance of laukik, alaukik. That we have good relationship with laukiks, we are good at job. If we are working in a laukik way, see that we pay attention to our job and not use the job time for Baba's service, or you be sleepy at the time of job because we wake up early and hadn't had enough sleep. Because sometimes that's what happens, that people are working so hard in all different ways that they are not alert in the job and make mistakes. So that's where we have to pay attention that we are having that balance of laukik, alaukik, maintaining good relationship with laukiks also, and alaukik relationship also. Not only one Baba, but we need to have divine family. As Baba says, in golden age, if you want to be ruler, you have to create your subject and keep everybody happy. So alaukik family is also essential to be in the golden age. Also, we have to pay attention to keep our chart, because just as in the beginning, people used to keep chart. So either write the chart, but at least see our chart that throughout the day I haven't made any mistake. And karma yogi stage, because if we are too busy and not have enough time to sit in yoga, see that whenever we are doing any activities, we are having that karma yogi stage. And Baba has been emphasizing on paying attention to our thoughts, because all our treasures are very valuable. And we have to see that we are not wasting our time, we are not wasting our thoughts, not wasting our words, and not giving sorrow to anyone. Because all these imperishable treasures, we have to see that we are not wasting them, giving everybody happiness and not sorrow. So no negative thoughts, waste thoughts, not even ordinary thoughts. So if we have aim that we are paying attention to all these things, naturally we will be having powerful yoga. And I have to see that I don't have now any old sanskars. Because when we become Brahman, we have died alive. So we can't say, oh, this is my habit, what can I do? Because many times when we get angry, when we have waste thought, we say, oh, this is the situation, that's why I'm having worry or waste thoughts or negative thoughts. So we give excuses. But our efforts should be such that we don't have to give excuses. Not be easy yogi or lazy yogi, or not to allow elevated thoughts we should have. Not to allow even ordinary thoughts, but have elevated thoughts only. And Baba has been emphasizing a lot nowadays on renouncing I and mine. Because we are so much used to say I. And when we are saying I, we are role conscious, not soul conscious. So we have to have attention that we are soul conscious and not role conscious. And nothing is mine. Everything belongs to Baba. So the thing is, sometimes we are very good in just saying, oh, everything belongs to Baba, Baba is my everything, etc. But it is just for the sake of saying, not really feeling that this is Baba's. So my time is not my time, my energy, my treasures, my all these things, is Baba's. So as we say everything belongs to Baba, naturally we become detached from the whole world. Otherwise, mind will pull us. Whatever we think mind, we will be worried about keeping it properly. So we should not have that awareness of I and mine, and no desire for name and fame or position. Because sometimes this old sanskar of having name and fame and position is such deep that we may not want position in worldly situation, but we want to be having position in being in a spiritual field. Because I remember in early days, everybody wants to be center vasis. Everybody wanted to be coordinator of the center. And they will go and start new center because then they can be boss there, coordinator. So if there is that desire of name, fame, position, comparison, competition, it doesn't help us. So Baba says now, go beyond desires also. And do selflessly Baba's service. Whatever you have done, even if nobody appreciates here, Baba knows what you are doing, what you have been doing, etc. And you will get return of whatever you have done. Because many times in service field also, if there are not many Brahmins in the center, we get frustrated. Or we are not successful, or people are not praising us or appreciating us. We feel hopeless. And that should not be there. Our stage should remain in equanimity. That's our last stage of perfection. Whether praise or defame, we are not affected. Whether whatever type of weather it is, we are not affected. Now sometimes some people say, oh, I don't like cold. Some people say, no, I don't like heat, hot weather. I can't go and do service here, there, because this situation, that situation, etc. So nowadays we have been starting relying a lot on comfort. Before we go for service, we'll see we need to have all the material things. We need projector, we need PowerPoint, we need slides, we need videos, etc. So because there are so many facilities, we start relying on them. But if you have facilities, well and good, use it, why not? But not have negative thoughts, oh, I don't have this, how can I do this? No. More we have faith in Baba, naturally Baba helps. It's the courage of children, help of Baba. Faith will bring victory in our task. So we have to see that we have pakka faith that this is Baba's job. Baba is Karavanha. Then I won't be worried about things. What will be the result, whether I will be successful or not, etc. And I find that many Brahmins are lacking self-esteem. And that's what I had to check myself, which is my weak point, which is my strength. Use my strength in Baba's service. And whatever is my weak points, I have to take strength from Baba to become more powerful. So that's where checking chart in a detail, at least monthly, so that I know which power I need to imbibe from Baba and what I have to change myself. Because aim is there, perfection, karmati stage or bhavsama. But unless I check myself, I will not work on my weakness. I will not imbibe the opposite power. And that's why I have to really pay attention and increase self-esteem by reminding myself whatever titles Baba has given us. Because Baba gives us so many titles to realize that we are special souls, sweet children, lovely children. Every day he says, you are rivers of Gyan, you are Salvation Army, Shiv Shakti Army, Pandav Army. So whatever title Baba has given, we have to remind that Baba is telling that for me, not for somebody else. Because many times we think, okay, I know, theoretically we know, but practically we don't feel that I am really that. So try to really feel what Baba is telling. Try to experience all the powers and work on those so that we are not feeling doubtful about ourselves or having worry or having any negative thoughts or negative feelings. So as much as we are making effort, naturally we will be able to reach our original stage. And our original stage is loveful, peaceful, happy, blissful, merciful, etc. So not only original love, but all original qualities I have to make effort to imbibe. And we have got benefit of senior Brahmins, our ancestor souls, who have achieved all these things. And we have heard lots of stories, and those who have read Adidev know a lot about all the dadis, how much they had to work on themselves. And what they did it. Because at a moment, most of us are lucky that we don't have so many bondages. Especially in the Western world, not many bondages. You can do whatever you like. The parents won't emphasize you get married or you have to eat what we are eating. Or you have to go with us. We have so much freedom. We have got most of the women are having earning capacity, so they are not always relying on their husband's income. Or some of the countries, the government also helps single mothers or a single person who is not capable of working, and they give housing and they give doll, etc. So the thing is, compared to the old days, we have got many facilities and we are able to receive so much knowledge, not only personally from dadis, but Internet also helps us. And that's what this modern science and technology is helping us in listening to variety classes given by variety Brahmans, and also reading Murli at home, revising it as many times we want, because internet facility is such good. Everybody can receive Murli at home. They can listen to Murli at home. So facilities are there. That's the advantage. But Kali Yugi vibrations are there. More we are surrounded by negative vibration, expectations of people, expectation from ourselves, and that makes us a little bit difficult. But as we keep our aim in mind very clearly, we are able to reach our original stage, and that should be our efforts. Om Shanti. So now we will have half an hour meditation.
Thank you, Didi. That was grand. I've been listening to old Yajna stories for 30 years, but I heard such new things. Did some of you old ones? The way Baba took them into soul consciousness and just really, you know, living under the canopy of the Yajna and just really leaving the old world completely was really, really enlightening for me. So thank you, everyone. Yeah? Om Shanti.